This is the 12th dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and David Boehm at Brockwood Park, 1975.
You said you would sum up the whole thing.
Oh, well, I don't know if we should do that exactly, but I could try it a little bit. And,
what should we do then?
Well, I will start out something with... You see, I'd say the essential point about what we've been discussing is that thought tends to move out of its proper area, which is in some way limited, though you can't express its limits precisely. But roughly, thought should not try to get into the area which is called spiritual or truth or beauty or love, or the attempt to control the equilibrium of the brain, you see, of the nervous system. But it would be difficult, of course, to define it exactly beyond that. Now, the thought, we said at one stage that perhaps the trouble began when man began to have an increased capacity to think, and thought did not know that it was limited in this way, and therefore it began just to think beyond its, try to think beyond its proper limits, for example, to try to control the brain, to make it always happy, or, you know, to...
Do you think they didn't know, or they wanted to find something more than thought?
Well, it was both, but thought didn't know it could not find something more than thought, quite. You see. But possibly thought also thought that it could control the state of the brain, do you see? That, yes. In other words, the brain gets disturbed at times in various ways.
But they also have said, haven't they, sir, that meditation is a form of silence, which comes when thought is completely under control.
Yes, well, that came later. You see, what I had in mind was thinking of man evolving, and at some stage his brain must have suddenly become much larger. Let's say there was the monkey and the chimpanzee.
Yes.
Now, at some stage, maybe 100,000 years, man appeared, and he had a new brain, but he didn't know how to use it, you see.
That's probably
where the trouble began, that's my view.
Quite.
And he still hasn't learned how to use it, you see. Now, and then perhaps, you know, what we are discussing now is really the question of how the brain should operate in a way.
Ah, yes, quite.
This question of meditation seems to come much later when men tried to deal with all these things. And they got the idea of trying to control the brain, or control the mind. But thought didn't know, also, that we also said another important point, that thought didn't know that it was a material process.
Process, quite.
Only recently have we come to know that fairly reliably. Some people may have suspected it a long time ago, but there was no firm knowledge. And therefore, thought could think it was a spiritual thing which contained truth. And for example, if we go into the question of good and evil, thought could think that it could try to be good and avoid evil, you see. And there's the story, you know, everybody knew that the brain was in, mind was in disorder, but they explained it, for example, by saying that Adam had disobeyed God and eaten of the tree of the fruit of knowledge, and knowledge of good and evil in particular, and now, you know, therefore he was driven out of paradise, and that was... And therefore, you could say that was the sin, you see. And thought had, as it were, some sinned in some spiritual sense, right. Having chosen evil instead of good. And that explanation, you see, would tend to mislead people, because then they would say your problem is to choose good instead of evil. And you can never do it, of course.
But as far as I understand, I'm not a Hindu scholar or anything of that kind, but they said thought can control matter.
Well, that would put it as a spiritual principle beyond matter again.
Matter, yes.
Now, we were discussing the other day that thought is
matter.
A form, not only matter, but a form on matter, on the matter of the brain, do you see?
Yes,
and we
yes,
said even
yes.
Matter itself is in a form in the emptiness, which has infinite
yes.
energy. So, therefore, we could say thought is an extremely tenuous thing, because it is, matter itself is only within the emptiness, and thought... is a very tenuous form within matter, and therefore it would be hopeless to think that thought could completely control matter, you see.
Yes.
It might control it in some ways, you know, we know scientifically we can...